Hey guys and gals, welcome to the Empowered by Belief podcast. I'm your host, Joe Tosti. This podcast is sponsored by SalesKit University, an on-demand sales training platform helping startup entrepreneurs triple their sales so they can scale their business to six figures. You can check us out on joetostiinspires.com. This is the Sunday Prep Edition. Now, the Sunday Prep Edition is all about reviewing what happened this past week, previewing what we want to have happen next week, and creating a plan of clarity to drive results that we want in our lives. The Sunday Prep Edition is released every Sunday night to help you kick off your week with intentionality and drive. There are six categories that I'll focus on every week. I'll list them out below, and then we'll dive deeper into each one. Number one, my biggest wins. Number two, action reviews. How far did I get? What worked? What didn't work? And what can I improve on for next week? Number three, major events, deadlines, and tasks I need to brain dump and put on my calendar for next week. Number four, my weekly big three heading into next week. Number five, three things I'm grateful for this past week. And number six, review of my annual goals. So let's start with number one, my biggest wins of the past week. My biggest wins for the past week, I have three listed down. Number one, started cold emailing for speaking gigs to launch my speaking business. Now, the reason why that's a big win for me is it's always hard when you start something new. So I've started to cold email professors, dean of business school, administrators, and things like that for me to start speaking at colleges related to sales and sales training. So that was a big win for me. I think getting started with anything is huge. So number two, continuing to work the process for my online business, Nearest and the Yodels. So this past week was pretty tough. It's been hard to get a lot of good quality work done, but I think when we reflect upon our week, we need to remember that it's a process and, you know, there's not necessarily an end result. Sometimes there are targets and goals that we try to hit, but in the end, it is a process. It is a lifetime process. So make sure not to beat yourself up or anything like that. And so my online business is my online sales training business. I'm growing that. I'm building out some online more video content. We just came out with an Overcoming Objections video course. And we're coming out with more and more stuff. Nearest is the company I work at right now. It's my day job. It's a machine learning company where I run sales there. And then the Yodels is a social entrepreneurship endeavor that my wife and I are launching. And you can learn more about that at the at Yodel Designs on Instagram. Number three, I actually wrote out my 10 annual goals and wrote out my six goal detail pages. So let me give you a little bit of background and insight on this. I'm using, you know, for the longest time, I used the Best Self Journal Planner, which I loved, loved, loved. I tried the Full Focus Planner before, which is the one from Michael Hyatt. And the page quality wasn't that good. All these little details, I kind of just were bugging me, but as I've started to, and he just recently revamped his journal. And as I dived into it, I spent the money, ordered another one after he re-released it. And I really am enjoying it right now. There's a couple things that I kind of have to add in for my own, but like in life, nothing's ever perfect. But what I love about this is on page five, right off the bat, is just your list of your annual goals and then breaking those goals down by the quarter. So that was pretty important. And I think I'll go through and I'm going to read my goals. I think it's important. It kind of gives you insight on how I write my goals, what I'm targeting for my goals. And then, of course, if anybody wants to hold me accountable to those goals, they definitely can. Okay, so goal number one for me is to book 60 meetings for Nearest by the end of the year. So it's by December 31st, 2018. I got a very specific day. I got a very specific number of meetings I want to book. Goal number two, I want to book 10 paid speaking gigs by December 31st, 2018. with an average gig of 2,000 a gig. Number three, I launched my online course. So I just named it online course, but in my goal detail pages, which I'll talk about in a minute, I actually specified, sort of broke that down. So I named the course How to Find Your Ideal Customer and Close Your First Deal in 30 Days. And I want to launch that by January 6th of 2019. I want to sell 1,000 units of Yodel merchandise, which is the yodels, the t-shirts, wristbands, by March 31st, 2019. I want to take a four-night staycation slash wedding anniversary trip, Hotel Californian. It's my favorite super bougie hotel. It's going to cost me probably around 5 grand. Book 24 paid speaking gigs by June 15th, 2019. And the 24 paid speaking gigs, that's going to roll into the second quarter of next year. That's not counting the 10 I mentioned earlier by the end of the year. So it's 24 new, net new paid speaking gigs. Goal number seven is to fill out my daily pages and review my quarterly and annual goals for the next 330 days. And that was starting September 24th. Number eight was increase income to 350,000 by December 31st, 2019, and invest 100,000. Number nine, donate 10,000 to the Young Life Banquet in October of 2019. And I'm looking to raise $16,000 to take four trips with an organization called Compassion International in 2019 to Togo, Brazil, the Philippines, and Thailand. So those are the 10 goals I have lined up. Some of them are in different quarters, some of them are more attainable and reachable than others. But if we don't have a target we're shooting for, it becomes really hard to be successful. So I thought I would just share those annual goals. It gives you a little insight into how I write the goals down, the specificity and how I use the goals and the system. And I do say system. So although this is a paper planner, we do want to think about systematizing almost everything in life. That way it takes a load off of our decision-making skills and I'm not jumping around. So those are the 10 goals I have that I really, really want to hit. And so I will have you, the podcast world and listeners, hold me accountable to those goals. So that was number three of my biggest wins that I wrote down, those 10 goals. And then the goal detail pages. So you may be wondering, AJ, why are the goals, you wrote down 10 goals and that's a win for you. It is a win because I also wrote down six of the 10 in these goal detail. It just takes a lot of time. And the goal detail pages are very important. You're going to write down your goal summary, your key motivations, next steps, what reward, and kind of what domain it's going to be in, right? Is it for work, vocational? Is it a financial goal, a spiritual goal, intellectual, physical, marital, parental, whatever it is. And so I wrote down six of the 10 on my goal detail pages. So I'm pretty happy about that. I get distracted pretty easy, probably like a lot of you. And so it requires me to have constant attention on my goals in order to maintain my focus. So if you are also struggling with attention, I think I would highly suggest you don't need to go out and buy this planner necessarily, but you just need a pad of paper to write this stuff down. Okay, number two, action reviews. Action reviews. How far did I get on my last big three? So I didn't actually set my big three last week. This is naughty. This is bad Joe. And my planner reflected that. We can always work on a lot of stuff in our life and in business and in work, but if we don't have strong, concrete, specific, smart goals aligned with our calendar, then we're not going to be successful. And so last week was kind of a bummer week. That's one of my biggest three wins I'm not too pumped up on right now. So how far did I get? I literally wrote down, I didn't write my big three for the week. Sad face. What worked, what didn't work? So this is where I wrote down. So I felt just too scattered the past week with the number of activities I was trying to accomplish. I am working a lot of different things right now. I got a lot of priorities, and they're all really fun. We have a newborn in the house. You got the family life. I got the online business. I have sales at Nearest. I currently have Game Changers, which is a public speaking program through Eric Thomas. I have Young Life. So I have a lot of priorities in my priority management. So notice I didn't say my time management, but I said my priority management. It was sloppy last week. So I didn't say my time management because time is always flowing, right? I mean, you can't stop it, you can't move it forward, but you can align your priorities with your time. And if you align the right priorities, then I know I'll be successful. So what will keep improve, start, and help me based on what happened above? Going back to my big three for the week and setting targets really that are driven by revenue and sales that are specific and smart will drive the behavior towards the goals I want. So I'm really looking forward to that. And as we continue down the list, I will share my big three for this week that you can hold me accountable to. Okay, number three, major events, deadlines, and tasks I need to brain dump on my calendar. Okay, so this is important because before we can figure out what priorities we need to execute on, we need to be able to go back to, what does our week look like? Now, this upcoming week right now is going to be insane, 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 insane. And I'm stoked. I love weeks like this. I will be traveling this week. So next Sunday, when I release the next Sunday prep, which I believe is October 7th, I'll be shooting that from Peru. So I'm really excited. But this week, I got some big tasks ahead. One of them is going to be I'm giving my Game Changer public speaking 10-minute talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. This week I need to sequence 200 new outbound cold emails, and I break those up by doing the 40 new prospects a day. I'm going to be going to the Summit of Greatness this upcoming week. I'm really excited about that. As I just continue to invest in myself, I believe investing in yourself always has the highest return. And so it's not necessarily buying stuff, but investing in yourself. So I think you should be going out and buying programs and listening to podcasts and just continuing to learn more and more about how you operate as an individual. The circle, the group of friends you hang out with, if you have that, everything you should be doing should be investing in yourself. So Summit of Greatness, I'm really excited. I'm stoked. There's a number of people that I've met briefly on Instagram that I'm really looking forward to. They're all going to be like-minded people, people out hustling, trying to build their business. So I'm going to have a lot of fun with that. Staying in some pretty sweet hotels. Love, shout out to Starwood. I love Starwood hotels. Love them, love them, love them. Even have a Starwood branded credit card. So I'm a fan. I'm a big fan. So I got to Summit of Greatness, and then I was going to fly back to California, but instead I do have to fly to Peru for a machine learning conference, which should be a pretty good blast. Pretty excited about that. So those are just some of the big highlights. I'm not going to go through every single detail and bore you, but I brain dumped a number of things I have to get done this upcoming week. So that was number three. Number four, my weekly big three heading into next week. So this is where we must accomplish these items. We must accomplish our big three. So number one for me, sequence and deliver 200 outbound cold emails, which works out to 40 a day for Nearest. So in sales, all about prospecting. It's all about going out there, hustling, and doing this, doing the hard stuff. So for a lot of these enterprise companies that I sell into, cold email is perfect. It works really well. Still to this day, it works really well. So my goal, so I start Sunday nights through Thursday. So those 5 days, because people tend in the business world a lot to check email Sunday night. So Sunday through Thursday, so 5 days, 40 a day gets me 200 outbound emails in the pipeline. And then I have a sequence that goes with that. So it's not just a sort of one email. So when I say sequence, if you're not familiar with that, is I'm basically starting off a sequence of emails and touch points along the way. And so I think I have maybe five or six touch points along the way, Some of these are automated, some of them are manual, some of them trigger certain actions for me to do. So if they're opening the email and clicking on links, I can see all that information. That tells me I need to reach out to this person. I might just, drop them a personalized LinkedIn invite or connection. I might even call their desk, things like that. So depending on the account size, sometimes, we have more key accounts than others. So that was number one. So sequence and deliver 200 outbound cold emails. Number two, reach out to 30 prospects for my speaking services at City Colleges by Tuesday, October 2nd at 1 p.m. So I put this down. So part of the program I'm in with Game Changers, which is Eric Thomas's public speaking program, is they want to get you paid speaking gigs as fast as possible. So I'm going out hustling. So I'm making sure my website is aligned. You can book me online. We can have a discovery call. We can learn more about each other. And then, but in order to kind of set all that up, I need to reach out to prospects. It's the only way that sales really becomes a reality. I know, just as a quick thought, a lot of us have business plans and ideas for what we think might happen. The only way it becomes a reality is through prospecting, which is hitting the pavement, grinding, picking up the phone, sending emails, having conversations, things like that. Number three, deliver two podcasts with a IG post, email marketing by Sunday night and Wednesday. So the 2 days that I'm going to focus on are going to be the Sundays and Wednesdays. So when I say Instagram posts, what I mean is there's a pretty cool software out there. I'm kind of blanking on the name right now. Forgive me. It allows you to take, I think, up to 60 seconds of a podcast clip and have that as a post on Instagram. So I'm really excited about that. I like doing that. I've been testing out engagement on Instagram, and my engagement has actually been horrible for just photos, just regular beautiful photos. And I actually spent time writing, but I'm just not getting the traction I want. And so, like everything in life, you can say, you're a victim to the algorithm, you're a victim to life, you're just everything is, you're a victim, you're a victim, you're a victim. Or you can say to yourself, hey, you know what? I do have control over this. If it's not working, let me try something new. And the nice thing about a business account with Instagram is you can look at all the analytics. So just because something's not working, if you're in the process of it, you will start to figure it out. I'm a firm believer in that. So I started looking at the analytics. I've done some previous podcast posts, and they seem to be huge drivers of engagement for my business. So this past weekend, my wife goes, why don't you consistently do your podcast? And I'm thinking to myself, let me give you an excuse. Nope. No excuses. The only thing that matters is, hey, are you going to get this podcast out? I don't care that you have a million things going on. Everyone has a million things going on. Will you discipline yourself? You love doing the podcast. Sit down, get over your fears, and just ship it. And I love, there's a really good, great book out there by Stephen Pressfield called Do the Work. And he does talk about it takes balls of steel, even for women, to ship. So to ship your product, ship your service, because once you put it out to the world and expose yourself, criticism, people always have negative things to say. So that's those are some of the must-dos I must do this week. Now, other things I'm going to be able to do, I got a 10-hour plane ride, a 14-hour plane ride on the way back. I'm going to be mapping out my online course, right? I'm going to be getting into the detail. I'm going to be doing everything I can to maximize my time. So that's my weekly big three. And then, so that was number four. Number five is three things I'm grateful for this past week. So I'm a firm believer in actually writing down what you're grateful for every single day. And this is where I think it's really important for us to be able to write it, physically write it down. Because, there are days where it's just going to be hard. It's going to be hard for us. Things are not going to be going our way. People are going to say mean things. Someone's going to cut us off. And we need to be able to write what we're grateful for. And so this past week, I'm just going to say three things I'm grateful for. I'm really grateful for my wife. She's really amazing. She is probably the best mother out there. I know probably every husband says that. But she's really the best mom out there. She does a fantastic job with our newborn. She allows me to be able to work, and she does a lot of the nighttime duty. So shout out to her. She is just a rock star. I love it. So super grateful for her. Number two, I'm really grateful for both our two kids. We have a daughter, Annabelle, and then we have a son, Jack. So super grateful for those two. It's just a really fun time in life right now. So I'm really grateful for them. Really grateful. And so I'm probably gonna have more than three. I know I told you three things I'm grateful for, but I'm just grateful for a lot of things in life. I'm grateful for this organization called Young Life. It allows us to connect with people and talk to them about the Lord and God and what that looks like in their life. And just from a faith perspective, a lot of times kids, we were all in high school at some point, and we hop into high school and we don't have a belief system. We don't know what we believe in, but but the Lord has a fantastic belief system. So just the conversations and the friendships and just the relationship building has been is really awesome, really rich. The community of leaders there are all really fun. So another thing I'm grateful for the kids I sponsor through Compassion. I love those kids so much. I even got to visit three of them last year in the Philippines and when I was in Asia, and it was just mind-blowing just about how joyful they really are around, yeah, so even amongst their circumstances, and how can we really exude that in our own life? How can we express that in our own life, that joyfulness, that gratefulness, living here in America where we have so much opportunity? So I'm grateful for a lot of things. I think that was maybe six, five or six, but I'm just grateful. I think being grateful allows you the opportunity. You may not be grateful right now. Things might be hard. Hey, life's hard all around, right? So, but being grateful, you can always find something to be grateful for. And even on the hardest of days, you can just say, I'm grateful I have air in my lungs. I'm grateful for the weather. Even if it's raining, snowing, sunshine, the breeze, you can be grateful. So that's really a big secret to just killing it in life. It's just being grateful. Eliminates a lot of struggles that people have. Number six, a review of my annual goals. So very important to review the annual goals. I talked about those at the beginning, but it's super critical to keep reviewing those goals, because if you allow other people to drive your time, your priorities, your relationships, people do this all the time, you will never be able to become successful. You need to be able to set your priorities, your goals, and then drive that forward. So that's it for this week, guys and gals. Thank you for tuning into the Empowered by Belief podcast. This podcast is sponsored again by SalesKit University, an on-demand sales training platform, helping startup entrepreneurs triple their sales so they can scale their business to six figures. You can check us out online at joetoftyinspires.com. This is the Sunday Prep Edition to help you review what happened this past week, preview what you want to have happen next week, and create a plan of clarity to drive the results that we want in our lives on a weekly basis. The Sunday Prep Edition is released every Sunday night to help you kick off your week with intentionality and drive. Have a great week, everybody.